And one of the reasons I came back this way was because I said, I'm dying here in some way that I don't even know yet. But my writing changed. I wasn't writing things I like was working on, moving words around, but not involved emotionally. And I had to get back in some kind of way to some sort of wandering, wondering place. And, you know, Kentucky has been that for me for the last 17 years. So very definitely, I don't think I realized it. I think at first you go, wow, city lights, this is different. But once you know yourself, you know this doesn't fit. This is not, something is not allowing me to blossom and bloom. And so you look for the other place really quickly. Yeah. And I came here and I just started writing almost like there was a gate up, and then the gate went down. I think I had the space and the time to get out and see beyond Lexington, you know, to go find places to walk, to find places that spirit was still there, and, you know, go look at the covered bridges. And I started taking, when I first got here, I took these amazing pictures of old tobacco barns, which reminded me of my grandfather's barns. Not because he didn't have tobacco in them, but they were very much structurally like them. They smelled like them. So I kept finding these alignments with my past here. Not perfect alignments, but more rural than I had had in a long time. And I had the space and time to search it out, which mattered to me too.